Here with me today is old friend, not old friend, longtime friend, Cheryl Capizzuti, who has Cassidy with her daughter Cassidy. And you can say hello. Why don't you say hello just to hear what your voice sounds like?
Hello.
Kind of cool. Do you hear yourself back? How old are you?
Eight.
It's nice to meet you. Where do you go to school, Cassidy?
Falk.
That's a great school. What do you like to do? For fun. I mean, it's a rainy day today, so what do you think you would do on a rainy day?
Sometimes you like to draw, and later today you're going to practice singing for a concert in our community.
Oh, that's nice. Where do you live?
What's the name of our neighborhood? We
Brighton
live in Brighton
Heights.
Brighton Heights.
That's close to where I live. I live in Avalon, which is right next to Bellevue, which is right next to Brighton Heights. Well, we're going to talk about something that's happening exactly a week from today. It's a puppet-making workshop that is at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Arts Education Center, and it will give you a chance with other members of your family to make a puppet or a mask for the first night parade that's going to be taking place. And Cheryl, why masks? Why puppets?
Yeah. You know, the first night parade is all people-powered, artist-made, and community-driven. And through workshops making masks and puppets and other exciting things for the parade, it's a nice way to get lots and lots and lots of people involved. At this point, we rely on about 400 volunteers to carry puppets and masks and other things in the parade. And this workshop is one of those opportunities to invite the community to really be part of it.
I'm going to adjust. I want to make sure Cassidy's microphone is perfect.
I'm going to make it a little lower for you.
There we go. Now it's in front of you, just like your mom's. I just wanted to be sure you were comfortable. And, you know, it occurred to me, I love New Orleans second lines and parades, and I love to watch those parades. That's really what this is kind of like, because you can don a mask or a costume. It's not... not quite as, I was going to say significant, but not quite as, it doesn't have the lineage of a New Orleans, heritage, costume necessarily, but it is all the fun, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. You know, anybody can show up on New Year's Eve. I've got over 300 giant puppets in my collection now.
Wow.
And anyone can show up 7:30 under the convention center, put on a puppet mask or carry something in our parade and be part of it. Dancing down the street with bands, floats, art cars, all kinds of things. And it's different than a lot of parades in that it is completely community driven. If no one shows up, we don't have it. So, you know, we really depend on people to volunteer and participate. And the workshop's a great way to get for people to feel more connected to the parade and have an opportunity to participate.
But people always show up.
People always show up.
They do. Hey, Cassidy, have you ever made a mask or a puppet for the parade?
We started making one.
Can you tell me about it, what it looks like, and what it's going to be like when it's done? Because even more people might show up. But what color is it?
What color is this one?
Green.
Green. And so we're looking at a green mask. It's about 18 inches in diameter. Picture a basketball hoop about that size. And what's it got growing out of its head, Cassidy? What are those?
Antenna.
Yeah, there's antenna. I like it. It's kind of radio-ish.
He has a mustache.
He has a mustache.
It's a pink mustache on this mask. And its mouth, I guess that's, is that its tongue sticking out? I like it. I like it. So it's got cheeks. I don't know what those are. Dimples, maybe? It's or maybe arms?
This is from a workshop we did in making aliens for
the
parade.
That would explain...
That might explain
the odd appendages and the horn, the central
right.
horn.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah. And the workshop we're doing next weekend will... People will have a creative opportunity to make a creature of their own for the parade. Our theme this year for the parade is Imagination Delivered, which is a little nod to our sponsor, FedEx Ground. So we're delivering all kinds of wacky possibilities, and people in the workshop next Saturday downtown will have a chance to make their own sort of imaginary creature to wear or carry in the parade.
What a great idea to do that. And it's fun. You can pretend when you wear something like this. Yeah. You can take your mask home, or apparently you can give it to Cheryl and she will store it maybe. Where are all of these masks coming from? You've got 300 of them?
Right now, I actually have a cool relationship with the county libraries, where in Bethel Park and Braddock libraries, you can... I keep my puppets there during the year, at least a big part of my collection. And actually during the year, you can check one out with your library card.
Wow.
Use it for a parade or a party or a community event. Bring it back. And so they store some puppets for me, and the rest are in my studio and, other places around the city. I squirrel them away and bring them all out on New Year's Eve. Actually, funny fact, for New Year's Eve, the bookmobile goes to the libraries that stores my puppets, picks them up, brings them to my studio so we can use them for the parade.
This is Cheryl Capizzetti. She's been making puppets in the Pittsburgh area for at least 25 years, if not longer. Is that about right? 20?
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Won't make Cheryl older. Won't make you older before your
about
time.
About 20, yeah.
You were doing it BC before Cassidy, that's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And do you like puppets? Do you like to make puppets and masks? Can you tell me about a favorite? Do you have a puppet that either you've made or that somebody else has made that you like, Cassidy?
The Green Monster.
Yeah. What do you like about the Green Monster?
Polka dots.
There's a green polka-dotted monster that Cassidy really likes.
And is that a puppet that your mom made?
Yeah.
That sounds cool. When you make puppets, what kind of materials do you use to make them? What do you make them out of?
Cardboard, newspaper, and foam.
Yeah, and what do we cover the that's
paper mache.
We use paper mache.
What's paper mache? What's it like?
Gooey stuff.
It's gooey. And now most adults have probably not played with paper mache since they were Cassidy's age. And my favorite thing to do with paper mache was to paper mache a balloon and
right.
then pop the balloon. And then you would end up with this shell of a balloon. Did you ever make paper mache on your face, Cassidy, to come up with a mask that looked just like you?
No.
I always love doing that. Is that still a possibility?
You know what? I think you're thinking of like plaster.
Oh, yes, I
Paris
am.
Paris craft, because it sets up faster. Paper mache takes a little longer to dry. You'd have to sit with paper mache on your face for about 18 hours to get it to dry.
I saw this thing in the paper earlier this week that NASA was looking for people that are willing to stay in bed for 30 days for testing. You just have to stay in bed, and NASA does testing on, I guess, your vital signs and stuff.
Huh.
You could get one of those people to do the paper mache.
Right. We could make masks on their faces while they're laying in bed.
Most people said they weren't going to get many volunteers. I wouldn't mind trying to lie in bed for 30 days and as long as I had something to read.
Yeah, I think I would get... I need to be up and making things, I think. You know, it's interesting, Larry, you said that a lot of adults haven't paper macheed since they were kids. The Cultural Trust also has an adult happy hour puppet making workshop next Thursday. So if you're an adult sitting there thinking, I want to get gooey, but I don't have a kid that wants to get gooey, you could come to puppet making happy hour.
You can walk around. You can make a puppet maybe that has a lampshade on its head.
Yeah.
And you can walk around saying approval, approval, seeking approval, and get it. That's silly, isn't it, Cassidy? It's very silly. Cassidy, do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
What's her name?
Stevie.
And is she younger than you?
Older.
How old is she?
9.
And do you have any pets?
Fish.
Do they have names?
Puddles Bubbles, Bubbles, Zoom, Lucky, and Sprinkles. And they had babies, but we haven't named them yet.
Did they have a lot of babies?
They had at least 4.
Oh, boy. Do you take care of them?
Yes.
What do you do to take care of them?
We feed them. That's pretty much it.
Fish are nice that way, kind of low maintenance, you know. It gives you lots of time to do other things, you know. You can, like making art, you know,
exactly.
Is a great thing. And it really is one of the, I had a chance to be at the kids in creativity assembly yesterday, which is a group of folks who really like working with kids here in our area. And we were talking about the importance of play.
Right.
And play is something we often forget to do as adults, or we just get out of practice. And so here's a perfect opportunity for you. It's next week. This is a big day. Next week, December 13th at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. What are the hours?
It's 11 to 2 next Saturday.
Yep. Perfect. You can wake up with us and then head over there at 11 o'clock, or you can listen to every morsel of the Saturday Light Brigade and be fashionably late. We'll write you a pass. we'll write you up a late slip so you can show up at 12:01, because it is open house. You can
absolutely
just come in.
Yeah.
It's at the Trust Arts Education Center, which is on Liberty.
It's Liberty Avenue. It is, I believe it's 805 Liberty Avenue.
Yeah, it's just up from the 7-Eleven. Conveniently just up from the 7. I walked by there in the rain last night.
Yeah.
But it's a great space.
Yes.
And you'll meet really neat people, including Cheryl. And this mask I'm looking at right now is so cool. I love the antenna. Did you help make that? I thought you might have, Cassidy.
Yeah, in fact, Cassidy and her cousin made this, huh?
Yeah, very cool. I like how bright the colors are, too. The green is kind of like a lime jello green. The pink is, gosh, they're electric, the colors. Very nice. Are there other, so for first night, can you just show up to be part of the parade?
Yeah, so first night, if you volunteer in advance, we'll give you a specific job, so you can actually go to the First Night Pittsburgh website and volunteer in advance. You can just show up at 7:30 and my crew will throw you in a puppet suit. If you're thinking you want to get more involved, I'm actually forming giant puppet dance drill teams right now.
Ooh.
So if you're a kid like fourth grade and up, or a grown up that loves to dance, there will be a couple rehearsals for those events. And you could contact me through my website, which I think is going to be maybe... it's studiocapazooty.com.
Yeah, we have a link. We have a link to it
right,
up on
exactly,
our website
that's what
too.
I thought, so.
Yeah, it's there, and you can contact Cheryl Capazooty. And I hope you'll consider coming. Cheryl really is a Pittsburgh treasure. Do you remember the years ago? Maybe you remember somebody was making puppets and art out of dryer lint. That was her.
Right.
I don't know if you're still doing dryer lint.
You know, I still get lint in the mail about once a month from around the country.
I love it.
And make sculptures and send them back to people. I don't do it as often or as fast as I should. I've got a little pile of envelopes and letters right now. Cassidy's glaring at me because she knows I need to get to the studio and get caught up on my lint sculptures.
Do you like the lint sculptures, Cassidy? Cassidy, you've got a good pout. You've got one of the best pouts ever. Don't let Ricky see your pout, because she'll pick up more. You've got, oh, Ricky's pouting back there. She was behind you. She pouted as she was behind you. Do you like the lint? Have you ever made a lint sculpture or a lint puppet?
They're a lot trickier to make than you would think. Although Cassidy did, I did a show in my neighborhood laundromat about a year and a half ago, an installation of dryer lint sculptures, and sweet Cassie Lou came, and her hands were actually used for a little book we made about the work as well. She's showing us her little hands right now, and she was a baby, about how she, or when she was little, or how she helped with a project. So that's a project that's not always on my front burner, Larry, but it's something that continues to go, and I continue to sort of enjoy exploring that as well. It's less... It's less public right now, I suppose. Well,
yeah, I think you've been really enjoying too the interactive nature of the art and what you've been doing to bring people together.
Well, and you've been talking about play. I feel like I never stopped playing.
That's a good thing. It's good to not. Good to never stop. Well, look for Cheryl. Again, it's I don't even think you need to register. It's just a week from today. Pop into the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Arts Education Center on Liberty between 8th and 9th Street, right in the Cultural District. And you can also be part of First Night. More information at studiocapazuti.com or by going to our website. Thank you for being here with us, Cassidy. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Your fish, maybe. They might be listening. You never know.
Say hi to your fish? You want to say hi to Daddy?
Well, you did leave your computer on.
The computer is running at home. They're listening.
Oh,
right
they're
now.
Listening. Do you want to say hi to your dad?
I guess so.
Okay. Go ahead and you can say it. I can say hi to him, but he won't know who I am.
Yeah, how about I'll say hi to him? Hi, David Sless, my sweetie and Cassidy's dad, who's listening at home with Stevie, our big sister.
And our fishies are listening.
And our fishies.
Do you think he'll probably go to college someday? Maybe, after school? Because your daddy's saving up a Sless fund for you. Thank you for being with us today. Take care.
Thanks
That's Cheryl Capizzuti and daughter Cassidy.